What's up, beautiful Billcast listeners? Welcome to another episode. I'm Gio.
And I'm Bart.
Am I yelling too much?
Nope.
I'm really excited.
Why are you excited?
I'm just so excited because I love all California, specifically LA seasons.
Yeah.
So I love summer and I love
summer. Summer one, summer two, summer three, summer four.
So I love hot summer and cold summer.
Yeah.
And right now we're experiencing a cold summer.
Yeah.
Hence my fleece and my velvet Vans.
Yeah.
But the tank top. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just love that the holidays are approaching. On my way here, I was listening to Christmas music.
Which one? What, do you have a favorite Christmas song?
All of them. It's hard for me to have one. Just anything Kelly Clarkson sings, I don't want it.
What? Why?
Fucking take it back. Something about her voice, I just don't like.
Her middle name is Christmas.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's Kelly Christmas Clarkson.
I'm going to look this up.
No, and if I'm just kidding. Okay. Well, I don't know. It could be. Who knows?
I know it could be. No, right?
It's actually Autumn.
You don't know.
It is. I'm a big fan of her.
Swear.
No, I'm just kidding.
Fucking hate you. I keep reaching because I'm like, sometimes like you troll me, but then you troll me so much to the point that you stop trolling.
Yeah.
And that's a next level troll that you do where you stop trolling because you know I'm not going to believe it, but you know it's so true. And I go to check, you know, fact check you and you're right. And you go in your face without really going in your face. Like you're next level troll.
I know because I troll in the departments that I'm actually an expert in. So that's why you don't know.
Oh, you're an expert in Kelly Clarkson? Is that what the fuck you're saying?
No, I'm an expert in celebrity names and you know that?
Okay.
Because you're like, who's that again? And I'll name that person. And I just know random facts.
Yeah.
And because of that, that's where my troll is at a bourgeois tree.
Okay, fine. If you're coming back or you're new here, welcome to our new set. This is just a little makeshift temporary guy. We know that these lights are
broken.
I mean, this is specifically for the people watching the video. If you guys are listening, ignore it. Everything's the same for you guys. And I'm happy that you're here. But yeah, if you're watching, this is broken. We're well aware of it. Bart's dick broke it. If you want to know how he broke it, listen to the previous podcast or watch the previous podcast and it explains everything.
There's also a vlog of me talking about it. I was so sad that day.
Yeah. So check that out. I don't want to waste your time if you've already heard it. So today we're going to talk about...
So we were having a conversation the other day and you told me my dick smelled. And then
how did I say it though? Because I sound like a bitch.
I forgot, but you told me my dick smelled.
How did it make you feel then?
And then so at first I was like, oh yeah, of course, it's the end of the day. And you're like, no.
Like all the time.
You're like,
you have a smell.
Yeah, you're like, all the time. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Like if there was a lineup.
Yeah.
Of like just a whole bunch of holes and just dicks sticking out and I had to identify your dick.
Yeah.
I probably could just by smell alone.
That's the crazy part. So like even after I shower.
Yeah.
And you know my soap smells good, right?
It smells all right.
It doesn't smell good?
No. I mean, it's fucking Dial.
Oh, I love the smell of Dial.
No, it smells kind of medicine-y.
Okay. I think maybe that's why I like it because I feel like it kills the germs. Not only in
you don't like the smell. You just like what it advertises that it does.
Okay. Let's say I spray cologne on my dick. It would still smell. It still has that dick smell.
It would be dick smell with cologne. Yeah. Like we all have our own smell. Like it doesn't matter what lotion or perfume or whatever I wear. Like I still have my,
So I know I have my own smell.
Like our skin has a scent.
Yeah. So I know I have my own smell.
Yeah.
But I didn't know
yourself.
But I didn't know my dick has
Did
its own
smell. Did
you hear
what I
just
said?
Yeah.
You barely have a smell.
I do?
Yeah.
So if I spray cologne on me.
It just smells like cologne.
It just smells like cologne like at the department store?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But not my head.
No, fuck no. Your head smells like garbage.
Why is
Your
it
head
like
smells
that?
Disgusting.
Have you ever done the smell test and you start here and at what point does it start to smell like shit?
I think as soon as it's the hair follicles. I think when there's a congregation of fucking little hairs all together.
Yeah, it just smells bad.
Yeah, like
what about my sideburns? Does it smell?
Oh, fucking horrible.
Well, what about down here? Probably smells like nothing.
Yeah, it smells like nothing.
That's maybe crazy. Just,
yeah. I mean, there's a slight scent.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, no one is like odorless unless you're a fucking wolf or some type of predator that you don't want anyone to catch onto your scent. But yeah, you barely have any smells.
If I hold my breath, my butthole's scentless.
Does it go, does your butthole also gasp when you're holding your breath? Does it go?
Yep, it goes. You can't smell anything. I like how you're like figuring out the logic to what I was saying. Like, wait, what? Why is this sentence?
No, because I think I was, because I pictured your butthole going at the same time that you go, because you know, like I showed you, I think a TikTok of a pug barking and it goes, arp, 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 arp,
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
you just try to bark at that pitch.
Yeah.
Like you're straining your abs and probably your butthole.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So they did a close up on the dog's butthole, and the butthole was also like pulsating with every bark. So it looked like the butthole was barking.
Yeah.
So it made me think that your butthole was also gasping for air. But no, your butthole definitely smells.
I know that, but the part with the dick,
like it really smells.
Well, duh, because shit comes out. But the part with the
but like you should have wiped. Like it smells like you don't wipe.
Really smells like you don't wipe.
I'm fucking around.
Oh, does my ball really smell?
I don't ever congregate.
You don't even try it, right?
I don't even like cruise. No.
Okay.
No.
So, but my dick, even after I take a shower, it still smells like dick.
Yes. It does.
Damn, that sucks.
I think it's because you're not circumcised.
I know, but when I'm cleaning it, I
see you.
I
yeah.
put the convertible back.
It looks like you're like counting money.
Yeah, I pull the convertible
back. He goes
back,
like this.
And then I rinse around all the parts that have been covered all day to make sure that if you're planning on sucking it that day, that it's fresh for you.
Why don't you go like if this is a dick, why don't you do this thing?
Because I might feel too good. I might be in the shower for long.
Because you only do the counting money method.
I don't know. It might feel too good. I might be in the shower for a little bit longer.
All right. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that's, it still smells like dick.
Damn. Even after I pull the skin back and I clean all around the head and the back?
Yeah, it still smells like dick.
Damn, that sucks.
I think because the skin's just been there for years.
Oh, you think it's a years thing?
Yeah. So I think if you like were to sit on a leather couch for years, it's just going to have inevitably.
So all your circumcised boyfriends, they didn't smell bad? Have you smelled their dicks?
They all had a smell, for sure.
Even their dicks had a smell?
Yeah.
But did their dicks smell?
Mainly circumcised. Uncircumcised.
Wait,
circumcised. Wait, uncircumcised.
What?
Fuck.
What
uncircumcised
are you talking about,
dick smells. Uncircumcised dick smells.
Smells worse than circumcised dicks.
Yes. I think circumcised dicks don't have a smell. Like, I mean, if they're clean.
So circumcised
or less
dicks,
of a smell.
Circumcised dicks smell like just a person.
Yeah.
Uncircumcised dicks have a dick smell.
They don't really have a smell if they're clean.
I'm talking about uncircumcised.
Uncircumcised has...
Do you know what we're talking about,
yeah,
lady?
Sorry. Okay. Uncircumcised are stinky.
I'm going to just say the statement and you tell me if it's true or false, okay?
Okay.
Keep
okay,
it
okay.
simple.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
Circumcised dicks, if it's clean, does not have a smell.
Yes.
Smells like the person.
Yes.
Uncircumcised dicks, ooh, even clean, still
smells.
Has a dick smell.
Yes, there we go. Sorry.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Does the smell turn you on though?
It's just a normal thing. Like it's just like you know hair is going to smell, you know skin's going to smell, you know clothing is going to have a scent to it. It's just a thing that you
so
just
there's
accept.
No emotional yes or no. It's just you know
it
it's good.
It is what it is.
Oh, okay.
You know?
That's how I feel about blow drying hair. Like I one of the reasons why I never blow dry, I hate the smell of blow dried hair.
Oh my God, I never knew that.
Yeah, I hate
do you
that
hate
smell.
When I blow dry my
I
hair?
Do.
Really?
Yeah, but I hate the way it smells, so I never blow dry my hair.
What?
I just know it's just part of it, you know?
What? I kind of like the way it smells.
You do?
Yeah, I like this lingering hair smell. It's so weird.
It smells so bad.
Really? That's what it smells like? It doesn't smell bad to me. It smells like it is what it is. Like that's just what hair does.
It smells like a half-baked human being.
Oh my God. I've through our entire relationship, I never knew that. And I would blow dry my hair all the fucking
I know.
Time. You never told me. Why do you fucking keep secrets?
Well,
you no, piece of
well, because I know how much
gentleman.
You like when you like cool, because I did try to hint at it a long time ago, like in 2009.
Really?
I don't know
I
if
didn't
you remember.
Catch it. Never.
So this is what I said. Cause you used to blow dry and straighten, right? And I would go, hey babe, can you just straighten directly? And then they're like, oh, no, you have to take out the
yeah,
wetness.
Yeah, damage my hair.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was like, oh, is there another way to blow dry it besides, and then you're like, oh, no, you have to just do it. And I'm like, okay, fine.
It just sounded like you were
curious yeah.
instead of problem solving.
Well, it's also like, I know how insecure girls are, so I don't want to say things that like, oh, you smell like shit when you do this.
Well, I'm glad you didn't do it back then when yeah. I wasn't as secure as I am now, because now I'm like, tough.
Too bad. Yeah, so that's why I didn't want to say it.
Okay.
And then like, I'm just like, it's, you know, if it doesn't bother you, then fuck it, you know?
No, it doesn't. I like it.
Yeah. So I'm like, then
I like walking into the restroom because that's normally where I blow dry my hair.
Yeah.
Or if anyone blows dries
oh,
their
I
hair.
Hate that smell. I go into someone like, you know what, JK Party, right? You know how like we used to have that like,
yeah, like
vanity mirror and then everyone would get ready all the time. Like even Joe, like guys, girls, whoever, they just need to get ready there.
Interesting.
And I walk in, I go, oh God, it's the blow dry hair smell. I hate it.
Wow. I'm blown away.
Oh, God.
But that's crazy. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have a smell.
What do you mean? How do you, what do you mean? We're just talking about blow dry hairs. What do you mean you have a smell?
Oh, I'm relating it back to the topic that you wanted to talk about, which is your dick.
It's so hard for me to believe. So even if I scrub the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
With the soap. It still smells.
I'm telling you, I think it's just because of years of buildup and like, it's just that skin. Even your dick skin is interesting. Like I stare at it sometimes.
Why?
So like Tyke is not circumcised.
No.
And he has the skin over his little dick.
Yeah.
And because he's so new, it's like perfect. Like it's like you could see the natural purpose of dick skin. Like it looks like back in the day when we were first created, we were probably all naked. Like my vagina, like I revealed this to you when we were swimming, like my vagina lips, because I don't have an outie. I guess there's outies and innies. Mine is all tucked away, like within the labias, the lips. So whenever I, like if, when I'm in the hot tub, for example, it's like 100 degrees and I spread my legs, then naturally my vagina lips open. And when they open, it exposes my clitoris, which is ultra sensitive. And then I can feel all the hot air and it kind of hurts a little bit. Not hot air, hot water.
So what do you have to do? You have to kind of cover and then rub little circles?
I mean, no. No, like it just the initial feel of it, because it's like in its own little cave. But like initially when the water hits it, you're like, oh, whoa, that's actually hot water. And then it like it gets, you know, assimilated and like it just it feels normal. But yeah, with like Taika's dick, for example, like his skin is like perfectly taut over his penis. And like you can tell that if we were out in nature and we're all naked, we're all protected.
Yeah, like he could be dragging it through sand.
Yeah, and it's going to be fine. Yeah, like he might just get a scratch or whatever, but his actual dick is not going to get anything. Yeah. The same way a female's vagina is not going to get injured in any way because it's tucked away.
Yeah, like a circumcised dick is almost like an otter pup.
Yeah.
You know, it has the covering. And when you need it, you squeeze some of more of the otter pop out. But then when you're done,
the uncircumcised.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then because you've hit puberty, you've pulled the skin back. So that little opening that was once big enough just for the pee to come out.
Yeah.
Now got stretched out to the point that your whole dick comes out of it.
Yeah.
So now when you're not hard, the skin that was once taut and like so perfect is now like this like stretched out fucking sleeve.
It is, yeah.
Like, you know, your neck hole, if you stretch it out too much, it's all loose and stuff.
Yeah, it looks like the sleeve like on the Asian pear at the supermarkets.
Yeah.
Where a little bit is sticking out all the time.
That's what your dick skin looks
except
like.
Except when I'm in like the ocean, it's cold as fuck. Then the dick goes back in and then it wraps the blanket really cozy like this.
I've never seen it like that cold.
Well, usually I have swimming trunks on.
Oh, I don't know what it would look like smaller than
next that. Time when we're hot tubbing, I'll jump in the cold pool and then maybe I'll stay in it for like 3 minutes and you'll see it goes, it almost goes gone.
Okay, we gotta do this. I gotta look at your dick before you get in. So I want ultimate drop droopage
and
off the ball
sack. I'll jack it off a little bit so it looks bigger.
Oh, that's pretty hot. Yeah. I can watch you do that. Okay.
And then I'll jump in the water and I come out and you'll see.
The hot water or the cold water? Oh, the hot water.
Cold water.
Oh, okay.
And then
you'll
see how like the dick skin kind of turns into like a Shaolin bow where it's like has a nice little like thing at the tip. Cause it's like, it gets so scrunched up. It wants to get cozy.
Wow.
In the dick skin blanket.
What is it like having a little friend? Cause that's like a whole independent thing. It's just like another arm or something. No, cause you're controlling that. That's its own thing.
It is weird because it's a friend you want to pet all the time.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, like, you know, when you're younger and you're not as sexually aware, it's just a thing. But I think as you get older, like you're just so aware of it, like, oh, things feel good on it, you know?
Yeah.
I remember like I first started wearing silk boxers in 5th or 6th grade. Not even because I wanted to be fancy or whatever. I just saw these boxers that had like the Looney Tunes characters on it, so I thought it were tight. And for some reason, only on the silk ones. And they were at Ross. So I got them. And then
it sounds like a Ross product.
Yeah. And I would get boners in class all the time because it's just so soft and it's just gently grazing.
Feel, so is that sensitive as your fingertips? Like you can make out the fabric and the material? Because my vagina's not that soft.
Because I'm like, I picture like holding my dick and dragging it across like fleece. I'm like, yep, that's fleece. That's definitely a burlap sack. Like, I don't know if I can tell, but a little bit of stimulation goes a long way.
Okay. Yeah. It goes a long way.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah,
it goes real long. Okay. Yeah,
and I remember just getting boners like crazy in elementary school. I'm like, fuck, I need to stop wearing these boxers to class because it's hard to stand up.
I could imagine you in your room with your head down going like, fuck, man, I really want to, but I just got to stop doing it.
Yeah.
It's like this hard decision.
It really is.
Before we move on though, I do want to introduce our first sponsor.
Shout outs to Usual Wines for sponsoring this podcast. Usual Wines are wines for the modern drinker. Each bottle is 6.3 ounces, a heavy pour, or about a glass and a half of wine. No more pouring wine down the sink when you don't want to finish that bottle. I know we've all done that because it's one big giant bottle and it feels like you have to have five people together to drink it, unless you're an alcoholic. But if you just want to enjoy something with yourself or a buddy, 6.3 ounces is perfect because of the single serve format and bottle design. Usual is always fresh and no more flat, bubbly or stale rosé. The wines are also low carb and have 0 grams of sugar. So for those of you guys who are diet or fitness conscious, this is awesome. Usual has a red blend, a rosé, a sparkling wine called Brut. They also have a limited production B Brut rosé just for the summer. And they got a special holiday product coming for November, Usual Reserve. It's an ultra premium limited edition Mount Vidier Cabernet Sauvignon. And it's their most special wine yet, just in time for the holidays. Hailing from one of the most celebrated plots of land in all of Napa, which some of the best wines come from, this Cabernet Sauvignon is concentrated and rich with just enough grip. Gift it to someone special or keep it to yourself. The holidays as usual. Go to the website, www.usualwines.com, and use our code BEAW, B-E-A-W, for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us. Go to the website, www.usualwines.com, to get $8 off your first order with the code BEAW.
And we're back talking about Bart's dick. Why is this so fascinating? We're so like, I'm 37, but I'm so like super fascinated still.
I think it's because we'll never fully know what the opposite partner goes through.
True.
And because just the last 2, 3, 4, 5,000 years, we have never been as open of a society as we are now.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, even just one generation ago, you know, like my dad probably never talked to his brother or sisters about dicks or private parts or anything like that. Or
no, you think so?
I don't think so. You know, like they don't, there's just things you don't talk about.
Mm.
Like there's things that like even behind closed doors, you're not supposed to talk about from that generation.
I see.
You know, but now I feel like.
Now here we are, maybe talking about it. Bart's wizard dick skin.
Now you could talk about anything.
Wizard sleeve. What's wizard that fucking
sleeve.
Joke?
Sleeve of wizard.
Yeah.
That's what Borat always says.
Fine.
Well, he's talking about vagina.
Oh, well,
like
I'm talking
a,
about
like
your
a woman's
dick.
Vagina is loose like sleeve of
no,
wizard.
No, it's not. That's so stupid. It doesn't happen like
well,
that.
Well, the one that he's talking about is like a sleeve of wizard.
Okay, well, maybe that one, but I don't know how that happened because it doesn't just happen like that. I gave birth to a child. Am I looser than before?
Nope.
Swear.
A little bit.
Swear? I'm a little bit looser?
Yeah.
No. Wait, are you kidding?
No, I'm just kidding.
I fucking hate you. Fuck. I hate you so much. I have nothing to say.
It's exactly the same.
Right?
Yeah.
Fine. Fine. So
what
else
about,
what about
my dick? After you gave birth, did it get bigger?
No, but I want to see the first year after giving birth and slightly tearing a little bit. The first year of us having sex, so I tore like I guess what guys would know as the
taint,
the yeah,
chode,
yeah, same thing, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So it's the part between the vagina hole and the butthole, so it's that piece of skin, that part tore. So I got sewed up. But even after like a year of that sewing up, anytime your dick would hit that part,
it hurts.
It was very tender.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was super
tender. So was sex enjoyable then?
Yeah, it was enjoyable, but just that part. I was like, whoa, that's very sensitive.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Keeping secrets.
No, it's not a secret. I think I told you this before.
No, because I would have punched that part way more.
I told you. I'm not like you that hates fucking hair smell. What else? What other shit do you hate?
Like literally everything about you.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
What else?
I gotta think about it. I mean, just the hair smell.
That's nuts.
I don't like natural human smell in general, which is why you can tell why I'm so clean. Because I don't even want to smell myself.
But I smell, and you say you love how I smell.
I do
and
like
I
the way
stink,
you smell.
Though. No.
I do like the way you smell.
I smell.
No, you don't.
There's times where I'm like, I haven't showered in like 2 or 3 days. And
oh,
I'm like,
God, why you do that?
I mean, I'm at home all day.
That's disgusting.
I know. And I'm just like, okay, this is enough. Enough is fucking enough. Like, I don't know how girls, lucky you guys, maybe it's because I have super thick hair or something, but girls will be like, I haven't washed my hair in a week. And I'm like, how the fuck do you not wash your hair in a week? I don't get it. I can't do that. After 2 days, my hair gets so like you can't even see, like, I don't have oily hair.
You know, Sherry Cola?
Yes.
So on JK News, she talked, she said this one thing and all the girls laughed. And I laughed too, because I could imagine it. But she was saying, you know, when you haven't washed your hair for so long that when you make a left turn, you smell your hair.
Oh.
And I was like, oh shit. So for some reason, like you
that's
make
so good.
Yeah, you make your left turn, and I guess like the scalp air was there and
yes,
now it's here.
You
and you're like,
it.
Oh fuck, you smell yourself.
Well, it's not like that. I know what she's talking about, because yeah. That happens. That's yeah. Never happened to you?
No.
What? Your hair smells fucking bad.
Damn. No, I wash.
You have hater blockers.
I wash my hair twice a day.
I know. You need to wash it maybe more.
I know, but
that's. Because it stinks. So it never, the fact that it stinks, that's it. It doesn't matter how often you wash it. I mean, it still smells. So if you're making a left or right turn or whatever and you don't smell it, that's interesting. Anyway, you girls are fucking God's chosen people or something, but I can't go longer than 3 days not washing my hair because...
Why don't you make that one day?
Can I finish? Can I just explain my story? Is that okay with you before you start fucking solving my problems?
Fine.
Man, you guys stop doing that shit. Just listen to the female, please.
You got too many problems. I need solving.
It's not even a problem, actually. I'm just describing what happens.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So like after day two, honestly, after day two and a half, my hair gets so heavy that, like, let's say I have my hair parted the way you guys see it right now. For those of you guys listening, it's like parted like down the side, right? So if I want to flip it the other way, like the opposite way, my scalp hurts because it's just weighed down by like whatever gunk and smog and shit and oils and whatever's going on in my hair. That's I'm like, how the hell do you girls not wash your hair for a full week and it doesn't, and it looks fine? Like how? What? Teach me. Because I can't do that.
I don't even know how people can not wash their hair for one day.
Well, we all have different, like our skins, right? Like it's all different levels of pHs and moisture. And like, we just have different things. We're just all so different. Some people will get super dry scalp.
Oh,
so it'll get flaky and itchy.
Oh,
or just their hair just feels super coarse. You know, there's just different textures of hair.
Yeah.
So everyone's just different.
Because I wash my hair or my head at least once a day, most of the time, 2 times a day. And I smell my pillow and it smells horrendous.
But your whole side of the bed smells horrendous.
That's so weird. And I'm scentless though.
Maybe it's because it's really hot and you're sweating. So it's a lot of like sweat collection. So
yeah,
I think
it's not me. It's the sweat.
I mean, it's from you. Yeah. So it's still you. So maybe like your best would be if we change the sheets every day and you would never...
Every day?
That's how bad it smells. I think you can do it. Yeah, I think. Okay, maybe like every other day.
What about once a week? No, that's already too much.
I feel like you would already stink
it
up.
Does my blanket smell bad right now?
Of course.
Because I was snuggling up with it yesterday, dude. And I go, smells so good.
Oh, dude. Okay, so this is one part where I was like, this motherfucker is delusional as fuck. When we first started dating, and you were just so proud of how clean your so because you had two girl roommates that you were living with. When you were going to UCLA, and you were so proud of how one organized your section of the room was.
It was organized.
Not at all. And then two, you were so proud of how good your sheets smelled.
I wash my sheets once a week. And I know a lot of people don't do that.
Okay. You probably washed it with just water.
No.
Because it smelled so bad where I was like, fuck, is this going to be a problem that he thinks this? Because I was already thinking long term with you. So I'm like... And I could deal with it. I'll probably do this. I'm going to do all the organizing anyway, and I'm going to do the laundry. So we good. But the fact that you thought you like wanted me to snuggle in your bed and it smelled so bad. I was like, oh, I'm going to smell like this now when I fucking go home. It was so bad.
What does it smell like? What's so bad about it?
It smells like you've been outdoors working in a field of some sort, and then you just jumped straight into bed. So it's just like sweaty, dirty smell.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of guys have this smell.
Does our bed still smell like that now?
Of course.
Because you know I don't go to a dirty bed field.
I know. I mean, you do, because all you do is rinse. Explain to the beautiful people.
Well, no, I take a shower at least once a day.
Right. Explain the rinse. Explain when the shower is taken, what that looks like.
So usually a shower.
And then explain the rinse and when that's taken.
So I take a full shower when I'm coming back from the gym, or if I'm like really nasty, or if I need to get ready to go somewhere. So that's shampoo, soap, everything, right? And I cover every inch of my body with soap suds. And I do that at least once a day.
And I like that. So he'll walk away from the shower, like the shower stream, I should say. And he's just all white from just the shampoo in his hair and the soap lather on his body, because he wants it to absorb.
Yeah, like a straight commercial, the way it's supposed to be done. That's at least once a day. Then if I usually take my shower in the morning, because I work out in the morning, at night before I get into bed, I rinse. And it's because I'm pretty much clean, because I already took a shower today. So now I'm just rinsing off whatever is on me, because I don't feel like I'm really dirty. But I just want to get that extra layer of grease on me so it feels clean and I can go to sleep. And then when I do that, I don't use soap or shampoo.
Yeah, I don't understand how anything comes off, because all you're doing is just rubbing shit all over.
You're like pouring water. You know when you pour water on you?
And yeah, but you're not clean. I hate the way I smell when I just use water.
Really?
Yeah, because you're not clean. You're just dirty, but wet. You're wet dirty.
Maybe I'll start.
You said this before.
Maybe I'll start using a little bit at something.
Please, just just use it. Just take two showers, like two complete showers. Your rinse system sucks dick.
Really?
Stinky dick.
I did used to take full showers and two a day. But then
and then you got married and you're like, oh, no. And I don't got to impress this bitch anymore.
I thought I was doing too much.
Who said?
It's like washing your car. Like you're washing your car twice a day. It's like
who's complaining?
The freaking car manufacturers. They're like, why are you washing this car so much? You're going to ruin the clear coat.
But you don't have clear coat. You have fucking oil coat.
All right, fine.
And it's nasty.
So I'll try using
soap.
Soap and maybe some body wash thing where it could use your head and body.
Oh, okay. Like a two-in-one or something.
Two-in-one, yeah. Just to make it simple. So that's I'll do a full shower when I need it. And then when I'm rinsing, that's when I'll use like a two-in-one thing.
Yeah, that'll probably be better, because then when you sweat while you're sleeping, then you're going to sweat all the fragrance.
Out. Yeah. And then maybe the side will finally smell better.
Please, oh Lord, please. I know I'm talking all this shit and it kind of sucks. It kind of sucks because I'm way more sensitive than you are. So for you to bring anything up on my end to counter.
I can't
you
even do
fucking
that.
Better not. You can't. Because I'm already so critical of myself.
Why are you so sensitive for?
Because I'm already super critical of myself, and the things that you think I don't see or I'm aware of, I probably see it more than you, and I probably see extra. So I'm already extra hard on myself. So for you to point it out, I'm going to be like,
what are some
no,
of the things that you're hard on yourself for?
Just the fact that I know that I stink. Like, I know my head stinks.
When did you first find out your head stinked? When you scratched it and smelled it?
Yeah. The scratch and sniff, or making the left turns.
Then why do you go like, okay, I think I can not wash my hair for 3 days?
Because who do I got to impress?
Well, you already know you stink, so you better clean it up.
Yeah, but I mean, I can deal with it.
Oh.
Your face.
So I'm like, okay, so you do know your smell, but you don't want to do anything about it.
Yeah, I don't care. Because I know I don't smell anything close to you, and it's not anything like really bad. Like, it's just something that I'm like, oh God, I don't want to deal with that. Yeah. Girls just smell different than guys.
They do.
Like, I can just, even if I don't shower for 3 days, my bed will never smell as close to yours in one day.
There's guys that come out of the shower smelling bad.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Some guys, they just don't have a good smell. And you know, guys, you just have more mass and they're just hot. There's times where like guys, I've taken many showers with guys because I was in the military. Guys, they just step out of the shower already hot and you can smell their smell coming off their back, and it just does not smell good.
Do you think it's ever your place to tell one of your friends that they smell?
Ooh, that's tough. I think it depends on the relationship. You know, I think if I'm really tight with them.
Like if it's you and Joe.
Maybe
I shouldn't put a name on this because I know Joe wouldn't even give a fuck. Just a friend.
I think it depends. It really depends on the relationship, how tight we are and how insecure this person is.
Yeah, I think that's the big one.
So, you know, if this is like one of the people that are like, oh, you got an eye booger. And they're like, oh shit, thanks for telling me. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you know, from these small things, you know that these people are appreciative of it. Then they like it, you know, like, oh, you got a booger. Like, oh shit, you know? But then if there's like people that, oh, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, dad. Then they're like, oh shit. Okay, so if I point anything out, it's more harmful than helpful.
Yeah.
I need to let them figure it out themselves.
That's true. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. Or there's people that even just come up to you, like, hey, do I smell? You know, oh, cool, this person's really comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? What about amongst girls? Because I don't really deal with girls. I deal mainly with dudes.
Oh, God, I would never.
You can't? Even if they did smell bad?
I think I would tell them, even if they're not sensitive, I would package it in a way that's catered to the receiver. So if they are super sensitive, I'm going to be like, hey, you know what? I know this is going to be super uncomfortable, and I'm sorry that I have to bring it up, but because I love you so much, I just don't want to ever lie or withhold anything from you. This is just what I am experiencing. Maybe other people don't, but I just want to make you aware of it. And then I would be like, yeah, so there's this smell that you have that is not what I'm used to. And I don't know if other people might be feeling that. I don't even know if you care. I think I would really just try to walk on eggshells.
You brought that up to people before? To someone before?
To girls? No, I never needed to.
Oh.
I had this one friend. You could tell she didn't like taking showers and her head smelled so bad, but she was really sensitive and she didn't. So she was sensitive, but she acted like she didn't care. So she even called it out on herself. So you can't even do anything. So it was a very interesting situation.
She purposely didn't like to take a shower?
Not purposely, but she just was lazy.
Oh.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I know I have oily hair and it's, I mean, that's just me.
And she knows it smelled like shit.
Well, she knew it wasn't the best.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I was just like, well, the fuck? There's nothing for me to say. Like, that's it.
Smelly-headed girls are the worst.
We all have smelly hair.
Then you got to do something about it.
I mean, that's just natural.
You can't be in that situation for a very long time.
We all have smelly hair, smelly buttholes, smelly mouths.
Yeah, but it's
smelly,
not,
what else?
It's
what not, else smells? It's smelly not, vaginas, I
it's
guess?
It's not how smelly it is. It's how long you stay in that state.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it just gets worse.
It's like, yeah, you drive a car. Obviously, it's going to get dirty.
Yeah.
But how often is your car dirty? Is it a week out of the month, but the other 3 weeks your car is always clean? You know? Or is it you look like you've been off-roading with this car your whole life?
Oh, fucking shit.
And when it comes to girls, smelly-headed girls are the worst.
Ugh. I have a story. But first, I'm going to introduce our next sponsor. All right. So we all know that 2020 isn't playing by any of the usual rules. Ugh. I can't wait for this year to be over.
Me too.
And that goes for holiday shopping too. It's going to be nuts this year. So between shipping delays and the mess and stress of in-store shopping experiences, there aren't great options. But our friends over at Movement Watches made gifting easy.
Yes.
Yep. Movement makes clean and modern watches, blue light glasses, and accessories. Getting great quality and style doesn't have to break the bank. And that's what I absolutely love about Movement Watches. Their Black Friday sale is live right now, so Ooh. You can get ahead of your holiday shopping with the biggest sale of all time. And you guys, their watches are gorgeous pieces.
They're very nice.
Yeah, their watches really look like they're $400, $500 watches. For a fraction of the price, they're durable, great quality, and are designed in-house out of their LA headquarters. Sick. Los Angeles LA headquarters. Movement also has a super sleek matte black packaging just added. So Movement also has super sleek matte black packaging. All you have to do, honestly, is just add a bow to it and you're ready to gift it.
Nice.
They have beautiful men's watches, beautiful women's watches. They have tons of different collections. Please check them out because you're going to absolutely love them. And who doesn't need a watch? Like, you can dress these watches up. You can dress them down. There's so many selections for you. So make sure to check out Movement's biggest sale of the year with fast, free shipping and free returns by going to M as in Matthew, V as in Victor, M as in Matthew, T as in Thomas.com/bail, BEAW. Again, that's movement.com/bail. That's MVMT.com/bail, BEAW. And we're back.
Do you have any names to these stories?
No. So in college, I was around 18, 19, and I worked at a bookstore. So, and I worked at a college bookstore specifically. So our main clientele were college students, and our heavy seasons were obviously at the beginning of every semester. Or was it quarter? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But at the beginning of every semester. So I would see so many new faces that I would sell books to and stuff, because it was like everyone's trying to get a book because you have to, because it's then you're going to fail the class.
Yeah.
So like there were people that would show up in the morning and you can tell that they just rolled out of bed because they still smell like bed.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
They still smell like bed. And well, I'm not talking about a particular person. It's just that type of.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly.
That like, person, right?
Yeah.
Those people.
When I see those people, I'm like, when you got up and you looked at yourself in the mirror, you can see what you smell like.
Yeah.
Why don't you change it?
They don't give a fuck. Okay, so then they ask for a book and I'm tall and they were tall. So they talk and I get all their morning breath.
Oh,
and
my I'm
like,
God.
Oh, fuck, you didn't have any breakfast either. Like, huh. And I've seen, and it's mainly guys. It's majority guys. Like, guys, what the fuck?
Guys, man, are pretty nasty.
There was this one guy who was, I was helping, and when he smiled, you could tell he didn't brush his teeth for like a month. He had like so much fucking yellow plaque buildup. I was like, oh my God, you don't feel that? Like, I don't brush my teeth for one day and I just feel like, you know what I'm talking about? God, like, it's not glassy smooth.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like there's just a bunch
dunk
of
dunk on it. Yeah.
I'm not trying to talk shit on people.
You should. They need to
but
know.
This is fucking disgusting. Like, what the fuck?
I also smelly headed girls are the worst. Guys that go out of the house, guys that sleep in their clothes are the worst.
Oh yes, like, I've never dated a guy that.
There's
did that.
Dudes that show up.
That's nasty.
And you can tell they've been sleeping in that shirt. And you already know what that smells
you
like.
Smell it.
And I'm like, motherfucker, if your neck is stretched the fuck out, you know how bad it smells. Why would you wear the clothes you slept in all night? Like, just change the shirt.
Like me, right? Like, I've been told to have a broken nose because the scents that I like are usually really bad.
Really bad, yeah.
But I think I've gotten better.
Maybe.
Okay, anyway. Do I have it with the perfumes and
stuff?
We
haven't tested you. We'll see.
I have a whole fucking collection of, like, bottles. Those all smell bad. Okay, so we all experience life differently, right? We view different colors. The hues in which you see are probably different than me. What I hear, you probably don't hear, or vice versa. What I taste,
but
you don't.
But we can all agree that guys that sleep in their clothes are nasty.
It is very nasty, but they might not even, their noses might not even pick up on the fact that it smells. And we might have different types of noses that where we can pick up on that.
But there's a visual cue.
True.
Like if you.
There is a visual cue. Come
you,
on, bro.
If you wake up and you look at yourself in the mirror and your hair is smashed sideways, your hair smells. Wash it. You know? If you wake up and there's white crust all over your mouth, your breath smells like shit.
You know what's gnarly? There's so many inventions to help you cover those things. So, for example, I didn't wash my hair this morning. I didn't wash it today. I know. Oh, God, yuck, nasty.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I washed it yesterday, but I didn't wash it this morning.
Why would you do something like that?
I was in a rush. But I mean, fuck it. You know, like it doesn't smell.
You're married. You don't give a fuck about me anymore.
I know. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. But they invented dry shampoo. And what dry shampoo does, it's supposed to extract all the oils and like that nasty smell. And it's supposed to leave your hair feeling clean again. And it smells good. So later on, you could smell my hair and tell me if it stinks.
You know what else they invented?
Actual shampoo?
No, doggy style. So you keep your head the fuck away from it so you don't smell bad.
But then you're stuck with the ass that's been closed that's now open.
I don't mind. Because the ass is supposed to smell bad.
Okay.
Smelly-headed girls are the worst.
That's all of us. We've all had smelly heads.
Then wash your hair. I much rather smell a butthole. Because a butthole is made to smell bad.
Fine. So you know what you're getting yourself into.
But a smelly-headed girl is the worst thing in the world.
What about a smelly-headed boy? It's expected.
It's expected.
Okay. Yeah, guys are fucking nasty.
Yeah.
Okay, so they invented dry shampoo. They also invented, obviously, perfume. And that was also invented for the sake of covering up all the fucking nasty smells back in what? Fucking, I don't know, the 1800s?
Yeah.
Imagine what they must have smelled like.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. And then, so the perfume, we have that. What else do we have?
Deodorant.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a given. Like these are, I'm trying to think of things that, like,
mouthwash.
No, because I mean, people normally use that, but they'll have like the little flossy little brush things that have like a little drop in the middle of the brush. So like if you're on the go, you can brush your teeth real quick.
Oh, you're talking about like really quick fix things?
Yeah, exactly. So there's so many quick fix things that are on the market. It's like, you can use those things. What's wrong with that?
For who? For people that are in a rush?
Yeah. She's just like, like you just smell. Like, stop it. Like, it was the worst for me when I was pregnant. In my first trimester, my sense of smell was heightened like crazy, right? And you guys see us in our new office here. I mean, I know you guys only see this part, but this is a brand new office. But there's a bunch of offices because it is a, there's just different businesses that operate out of here. Walking by every single space when I would cross the door, because that's obviously like the gateway of like ins and outs of that space. When I would walk by, the doors aren't even open. Like there's just the odor of that facility or that business was just seeping out. So I could smell shipping, like a shipping company. I could smell all the cardboard boxes, which was okay. Oh. For clothing ones, I think the clothes might've stayed there for a little too long. So they had like this
old clothes this, smell.
Like, yeah, old clothes.
Like dust, a Salvation Army smell.
Kind of, yeah. Like it's just dusty and that was really yucky. Like I could go into this walking by, I could smell it so much and it would give me a fucking headache because it was just piercing. So I feel really bad for people with really good sense of smell.
Yeah, they can't even control it.
Ugh.
Well, I guess it depends.
I think Joe's one of those people.
Well, I guess good sense of smell, but also how judgmental you are determines it. Like for me, I think I have a really good taste.
Okay.
Like I could taste all kinds of stuff, but I'm not judgmental about it. You know what I mean? Like I feel like a lot of Chinese dishes are like that, where I can eat nasty food and obviously I taste how nasty it is. But I could just keep eating it. And it's not
how?
Like,
how do you do that?
Because I'm not judgmental.
So what happens in your mind? You go, oh, that's weird.
I'm like, oh, that's bad.
And no, that's it?
And I just keep eating it. And I'm like, I got to finish it. It doesn't go, oh, it's so bad. Get away from me. You know? Kind of like how some people.
But isn't that just a natural biological reaction that you should do that? Because I think it's tied to your survival.
Well, I don't know the actual mechanics behind
it. But I think so, right? Like if it's something that's doesn't taste good, then it must be bad. So you must spit it out because it might not be healthy for you.
No, I think I think there's your sensitive. I think there's the sensitivity of the organ and then there's the sensitivity of your preference. Do you know what I mean? So like, let's say my sensitivity of my organ, I can taste everything that's in this nasty food. But then my preference, who I am as a person, is like yes or no. And that's the judgmental part.
Mm.
So for me, if a movie's bad, I can't finish it, right? So that when it comes to that, I'm judgmental when it comes to movies.
Oh,
but there's a lot of other people that see every single character, every color, just as much as I did, but they can finish the whole movie.
That's true, because I could finish the movie.
Yeah, so I think there's that preferential part of things. Like I think you're sensing, everyone is sensing everything in two different ways. You know, some people, they go, I see that neon yellow thing just as much as you do, but some people hurts their eyes.
Okay, so I know I asked about how you tell your friend they stink, but how do you tell your significant other?
Oh, you just don't say shit.
Good for you, Papa.
See, I'm learning.
If I would have asked
you. You just don't fucking say shit.
If I would have asked you this like 3 years ago, you would have been like, oh, you got to tell them right away.
Well, yeah, because I learned that, you know, for a successful relationship, it's all about lies.
Lying. Absolutely,
lie,
baby.
Lie.
But like, yeah. Lying is lying, but there's the good lies.
No.
What lies have you kept from me?
Honesty is literally
the worst policy in a relationship. No,
honesty leads directly to failures in a relationship.
What's something that you're keeping from me?
Nothing. See? You know what I mean? I literally
I saw a little glimpse of old Bart coming in like yeah. Oh shit, is this the free ticket?
No, never.
And you were like,
there's no free tickets.
You went like this, you went, never.
There's no free tickets, all lies.
Nice.
Yep.
I know, you're so good now. You tell me I smell so good every day. And then you tell me I look so skinny.
You do look skinny, though. That's not lies.
No.
That's for real.
And then you tell me I look, I'm like perfect. And I'm like, stop. That's not true. And I know it's not true, but it feels really good to even think that you see me that way. So I'm like, oh, thank you. Even though I know it's not true.
You are skinny. What are you talking about?
Oh, but everything, the other ones.
I'm just going to focus on one thing. Yeah.
You don't even have to focus on that one thing, you idiot.
Okay. No, you are skinny.
All the other shit, though, I said, I gave you a list.
I didn't even hear the other ones.
Yeah, right. Good job, though. Yeah, that's one thing. If you're with a female that's like me, what am I like?
Insecure?
Am I insecure?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we all have our insecurities. Yeah, if you're with an insecure person, yeah, just always tell them the good stuff. But I like knowing the bad stuff sometimes.
No, you don't.
That's true. I like figuring it out for myself.
I like how you try. Don't even try.
Okay, my bad.
Just be who you are because
I'm learning.
Because guys are dumb. Literally, if you say one thing, it's going to be, okay, cool, I get it. And then you just fuck the guy up for life because it's not the way, like what you say it's meant to be, the guy's going to take it in a way that like, you never meant it to be that way.
Yeah, no, I've been learning that. I've been learning that just being with you. I think we recently had an argument. What was it about? These arguments are so dumb and so little now, which I absolutely love. But you said something and like I took it in an emotional way because delivered it in an emotional way.
Yeah.
But you were very literal.
Yeah, I forgot what the actual subject matter was. But I remember I came back and I said, so the conversation, I was like, did you want to drop it?
Yeah. But so, yeah, we had this misunderstanding. And then we kept going back and forth and we argued for a little bit. And then we had to stop for whatever reason.
Maybe Taika or we had visitors.
It was something that happened.
But it was unsettled.
That we needed to just stop that conversation right then and there. And then some time passed.
But it still really bugged me.
Yeah, some time passed. And it looked like things were back to normal and settled down based off of like just from the interruption. So then Bart comes up to me and he's like, so he was already, I mean, he just was unsettled because nothing was...
I don't know what the conclusion
was. Yeah, nothing was concluded. So he's like, so what? Are we just going to stop the conversation or did you want to continue? But because he said it so emotionally, I thought he was being passive aggressive.
And it sounded like a rhetorical question to you.
Yeah, and it sounded like it sounded rhetorical, but it really sounded like, hey, I want to talk, but I don't want you to know that I want to talk. Like it sounded like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, so I took it emotionally and I thought you were giving me attitude. So then I reply with attitude. And then just your answers and your rebuttals to my questions when I was already pissed at you for asking that way, like I had to step outside of myself and really listen to you because obviously I was emotional. And then when I heard you really asking those questions, you were literally only concerned if we were done talking or were we going to continue. Like that was it. There was no emotion to it. It was literally, hey, are we going to continue? Or can I just, you know, put this in a compartment in my mind where I don't have to think about it anymore?
Yeah.
And I didn't get that at first. I was just like, what the fuck? Why is this fucker being so fucking passive aggressive? Why isn't he just straight up? If he wants to talk, just fucking talk. Why does he have to be like, so are we going to talk or are we not going to talk? But you literally, like I started laughing because I thought it was so stupid because I overcomplicated it in my mind.
Yeah.
And it was just so fucking funny when it finally hit me that I'm like, oh my God. I think he literally just wanted to know that, like nothing else. Yeah, it is really dumb.
Yeah, I think I'm an extreme version of that where I'm like super logical. So for me, I need to know logically what's happening before I can be emotionally involved.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how I am. Like even like, you know,
you're pretty emotional still.
But I still need
you're both.
If I'm emotional, that's because I understand what's happening logically.
Oh, I see.
But I do, like, even with, you know, the stuff that, like, you, Joe, and everyone made fun of me about, like, dating in college. Like, if I was watching a movie with a female friend and the girl put, like, her hand on my leg, I have to go, wait, what does that mean?
Oh, my God.
And then she goes, oh, I like you. Oh, cool. You know? Then I'm like, okay, logically, she's making moves. I'm going to make moves, too. You know? But then if, for the normal person, I think it's like they put hand on their leg and, like, oh, they want to break past the platonic and move into the romantic. But my brain doesn't register things like that.
I'm so lucky.
But on the flip side, I also don't register negative things that way.
I know, and I love it. I love it.
Because like someone will punch me. Like if someone punched me in the face, most people go, what the fuck, motherfucker? But someone punched me in the face, they go, oh, what was that? Were you being playful? Was that an accident? Or do you want to insult me? or do you want to fight? You know? And if they go, oh, it's an accident. I'm like, oh, that's okay. You know? But if they want to fight, I'm like, oh shit, why don't you just tell me? I'll fight right now. You know? So like, so when it comes to negative things, I'm also that way.
That's
where,
fair.
Where I need to know logically what's happening before I can emotionally invest myself, because I don't like it feels weird when I don't know what's happening and I'm like feeling the wrong reason for something.
Mm, gotcha. You know what else you should pay attention to and invest in?
What?
Our next sponsor. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
Besides your wife?
No, like, so for me, for example, right? Like I had, you know, this biggest fear of public speaking for the longest time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because I was afraid of people, but I think I was so, I had, you know, my own traumas, my own insecurities, my own upbringing, you know, being bullied or whatever, that I thought that the audience that I'm going to be speaking to is like, it took me back to getting made fun of and, you know, and all of those traumas that I had experienced. And I was bringing them into my present life that was preventing me from, you know, living a better quality of life that I could live.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I started talking out my problems and insecurities and just having the right people ask the right questions to help me self-discover.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I love about BetterHelp, and it's help, H-E-L-P, is that you're going to speak to a professional and it's all done within 48 hours. Like as soon as you're feeling something's kind of not right and you feel like your friends can't offer any help or parents or relatives or just anyone around you, you feel like no one can really offer the ear or the advice that you really need. BetterHelp is here for you. You can start communication in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. So don't think that just because you're calling it, you know, it's really taboo and now you have to hide it from everyone because people are going to start thinking that you're, you know, in a crisis.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need a professional to talk to.
Yeah. Sometimes there's just knots in your mind and you just need to undo these little knots and the rest of the, you know, the rest of your life falls into order. Like it's really simple. And it's not a crisis line. Like I said, it's not self-help either. It is a professional counseling done securely online. So it's even better right now that we're all, you know, stuck indoors and some of us are, you know, immunocompromised and we can't be around other people, that this is a great option for you. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. So you guys, please make sure to take care of your mental health. I think it's just as important and crucial as it is, you know, getting a physical, you know, for your physical health. So for everyone listening right now, we're hooking you up with 10% off your first month. That's nice. Such a good offer. An entire month for you to have a counselor, to have someone at your fingertips, to either jump on a phone call with, a video call with, or just send a quick message to. For 10% off, you get that full month to try it and see if it's for you. And if it's not, what's the worst that can happen? You get someone to talk to and you get a lot of stuff out of your chest, out of your head, and you just feel so much better instantly. So again, for everyone listening right now, you guys are going to get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/bail. That's BETTERHELP.com/bail, BEAW. And we're back. That's very true. You are an extreme version of that. And it does go both ways where you're going to be logical regardless if it's positive or negative.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't mind it. I mean, it's kind of hard because I come from a very polar opposite
just
realm.
Straight emotion first.
Yeah.
Or at least you could read the context clues, I guess.
Yeah.
I think for me, because I always want to give people the benefit of the doubt, I try not to assume.
Yeah.
Because I think the context clues part, you are assuming, right? So if someone like shoulder bumps you, you're like, oh, what the fuck, motherfucker? Or like, you know, you're driving on the freeway, someone cuts you off, they take it personally. Fuck you! You know? But then for me, it's like, I drive up, excuse me, sir, did you mean to cut me off in a very mean way? Or do you have a tummy ache? You know?
Yeah.
And then they go, in a mean way, motherfucker. Then I go, okay, boom, and I'll smash through the car. But if they're like, oh, it's a tummy ache, I'm like, oh, I hope you feel better.
Aww.
Yeah. I need to know the logical thing first all the time.
Yeah. Damn.
But to me, that's actually easier because I don't have to assume anything versus the contextual and the emotional way. You have to assume things.
Well, right. I mean, it's a dance. You know what I mean? And like with a dance, you can be logical, but it feels very logical. It feels rigid. It feels like you're in your own head and it doesn't feel like you're present. You know, whereas if you can operate more on, you know, emotion or intuition, it just flows and it just feels a little bit more organic. Mm. Yeah. It just feels nice because then it's like we all have our insecurities, you know, and then we meet in the middle with our insecurities. But if things can just naturally flow organically, then insecurities never have to really play a role in it because it just evolved and it became something really beautiful. Regardless if it's romantic
or
not.
I'm the opposite.
Oh.
Like, you know, some people, like sometimes I'll, and I know this is how opposite I am from a lot of people, because before there was hashtag ad on Instagram, right? Like let's say there's a company I really believed in. So I'll write my personal testimony and I do this brand deal on Instagram, right? And I'd get DMs and personal messages about it and like saying how dope it was and how they love the post. And in my mind, I'm like, but you know, that was an ad or brand deal, right? But I guess because most people are emotional, they get sucked into the emotion part of it, you know? For me.
Well, and I think they believe that you're promoting something that you believe in.
Oh, yeah. That's not the part of it. They're just sucked into the emotion part of it. For me, so most people, when they watch a commercial, they don't want to see like, this is an ad and then play the ad. For me, I like that so that I know how much to invest or protect myself or, you know, be into the ad of things. You know, I like knowing that because it helps me.
Yeah, I think it's just, I mean, we're probably getting into the hashtag ad portion of it, but I think it's because like with TV or those ads, like it's a blatant ad and you can tell because there's a whole shift, whether that's the show that you're watching stops or the page that you just turned changes and then it's the ad. So you know that it's an ad, but when it came to like us, like you influencers and stuff, we can do it so seamlessly and make it seem like it's such a part of our life that people are like, wait, is this real? Or like, did someone pay you to do this? So you did such a good job that people were like, oh my God, I'm really moved by that. So yeah, kudos to you. You did a good job.
Yeah, I think I promoted maybe a toothbrush or something. And I was like, this is crazy.
This was life changing.
I was like, this is crazy to get so many personal DMs about a toothbrush. I'm like, yeah, it's actually a really good toothbrush. But I'm like, I've actually like posted other things about dogs I loved and you didn't even DM me about it.
Hey, gum health is tied to so many things in your life that it's nuts. You know, like your gum health controls. Oh, I got to look this up. I was like blown away. Keep talking. I like all the shit I have to look up.
I like how you started a conversation. You want me to keep talking?
I know. Keep talking about something else.
About what?
Let me look her up.
You look it up then.
But you can talk.
I don't know what to talk about if you're starting the conversation.
Just the gum health. I'm surprised you don't have anything. You're like all knowing.
I am all knowing.
You don't have anything about gums?
Well, I do like it when you brush your gums every day.
Forget it. I have no internet connection. What the hell's going on in this office?
Well, this is a new office. You don't have it yet.
Ay, ay, ay. What about my cell? Where's my cellular fairies?
It's
where are you at?
Downtown LA. We don't got a connection anywhere.
Okay, it doesn't work. Anyway, yeah. Personal hygiene. Just take care of it. It's fucking... Dude,
What are you trying to say?
What happened to the mic? I think it's broken. The way someone smells will stick to me longer than me remembering their name or our interactions.
Really?
Yeah. I love a man that smells good. I love it. Like David smells really good.
Do
like
I smell good?
Yeah, you always smell really good. Like you always have
But just cologne. My bed smells bad?
Yes.
Smell my arm right now. Tell me if it smells good.
It smells really good.
I took a shower.
It smells like soap. Where?
I told you, in the bathroom.
Oh, shit. It smells like soap.
That's when he said it's a little bird bath. I'm like, nah, a real big bird bath.
But I guess bringing it back.
I haven't scrubbed my ass.
Oh, my God. Is that like an invitation?
You want to smell it?
I don't know.
No, but that's how clean I am. Like, I really enjoy being clean. So even though we only have a sink, I brought a washcloth. So I got water. I rinsed my whole body with water. Then I got soap and I covered my whole body in soap just like I do at home. And then I got the washcloth, put it with water, wiped down all that soap again, and then rinsed it out and then dried myself with that same washcloth. So my whole body, I'm probably just as clean as I am when I take a shower at home. That's how clean I like being.
Okay, it's pretty clean. I'll give it to you.
You don't smell my dick? See if it still smells bad?
I'm pretty sure it still smells bad. Okay, and on that note, Your dick still smells. And everyone's dick probably still smells. And I mean, we all have our smells. Don't trip. Don't worry about it. Just get with someone that doesn't care about the way you smell. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. And also thank you so much to our sponsors. So thank you to Usual Wine. Make sure to go check out their website at www.usualwines.com and use our discount code BIZ for $8 off your first order and try your first glass of wine on us. Also, thank you to Movement. Check out Movement's biggest sale of the year with fast, free shipping and free returns. Make sure to go to mvmt.com/bill. Also, thank you to BetterHelp. For everyone listening right now, you guys are going to get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/bill. B-E-A-W. 10% off.
And also, you guys, this Friday is the biggest sale event of the year for Barbell Brigade. So if you've been waiting for that hoodie, that tee, that jogger, that hat, or even that supplement, that pre-workout, that strength stack, immunity support, performance greens, or even our new horchata protein, go to barbellbrigade.com. Do not wait because things fly off the shelves like crazy. And shout outs to you guys for loving the brand so much. We did restock like a mofo. And these will make great for stocking stuffers, for presents and gifts to all your friends. But don't miss out. Go to barbellbrigade.com and happy Black Friday shopping.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.